Dakota Hayes here with Scott City. Seventh place finish as a team. Congratulations, Coach. And you take six to state. You place three. Kind of summarize your weekend here.
Yeah, it was a long weekend. I mean, over 3 days. And it's one of those where it's bittersweet at the end. And you hope you win a couple more. But overall, I feel like it was a pretty successful weekend. We had two in the finals and one in third. Third and fourth, and those guys wrestled their hearts out, and they gave 110%, and at the end of the day, that's really all you can ask for. So,
well, it's been a first time in, I think, 5 years that Scott City's had at least two in the finals, and I know it was a heartbreak in the finals there. Trenton, you know, loses by a fall in the second period. He got caught there, and Houston, what a tough match there, lose 4-3, but he was right there to the very end. And I would describe your finals matches.
You know, there was a lot of great things. We gave ourselves opportunities over and over again, and getting caught and all that. It happens. It's part of the game. In Houston's match, it's one of those where we needed something late, and we just couldn't find it. But those kids shouldn't hang their head about any of that. I mean, those guys had great records this year, And at the end of the day, yeah, you'd love that label as a state champ, but Houston's got a 44-2 record to hang his hat on his senior year, and not very many people get to do that, just like not very many people get to be a state champ. So super proud of them, and wish the best for Houston and all our other seniors, and excited to see what our team can do next year. So.
Well, you mentioned another senior. I know he lost in the blood round, Colin, at 150. He's been he was a three-year placer for you, just right short there. But, man, injuries has kind of derailed his senior season. But in my mind, he's one of the best wrestlers in 4A at 150 pounds when he's 100%.
I would agree, but it's one of those things, and bad timing of the injury and all that. But he went out there, and he didn't quit, and wrestled to the best of his ability. And kudos to him, because a lot of people would have just said, I'm done. And he didn't, so it was awesome to see him really step up and show that mental toughness and that fortitude. And again, thanks to all our seniors. You know, they've been great leaders, and we're kind of sad to see him go.
Let me go back to Tanner, a fourth place finish for him at 215. This is a kid that was just JV 2 years ago, still starting to figure things out. He started figuring things out at the end of last year, got a state win, and he was right in the mix there. He could have won it. And next weekend at a different result.
Yeah, no, he's a kid that was still trying to polish things up on, clear up until the end. And but he had a great showing this year. He came out and he worked his tail off, wanting to get better every day. It was really awesome to see. So Tanner did awesome for us.
And then your two state qualifiers that didn't get through the backside, Matthew Wheeler and Blaze Gossman, they had some great runs for sure.
No, they did. Matthew ran into some tough kids, but wrestled pretty tough. And then Blaze, he got a win at the state tournament. So getting those guys that experience early, and hopefully we can get them back again next year and maybe get them a medal.
You got to like where the future's still bright, even though you lose a lot of great seniors.
Yeah, it is bright, and excited to see what they can do.